Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting third. The right fielder, Jimmy Ripple. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Wally Berger. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Johnny McCarthy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Luke Iazza. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry Danning. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Gumbert. Pitching for the New York Giants, Harry Gumbert. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a line drive into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Iazza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chiazza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chiazza misplays the ball. That's an error on Chiazza. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Danning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel strikes out. One out. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripple hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Danning and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger is 0 for 1 in the game. Burger is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarthy hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0 for 1 in the game. Chiazza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Gerges. Chiazza moves to second. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0 for 1 in the game. Danning hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Gumbert hits a line drive into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bartel. The throw from Hartnett and he is safe. Bartel steals second. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 2 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Demery moves to third. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 2 in the game. Ott hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 2 in the game. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lee, and towards Herman, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCarthy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chiazza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 3 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Danning fields it and throws to first for the out. Lee moves to second. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 3 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0 for 2 in the game. Danning hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is 0 for 2 in the game. Gumbert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gallen hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 3 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Demery moves to second. Phil Cavaretta pinch runs for Frank Demery. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta now playing right field. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripple hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 3 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerges is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 4 in the game. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Lee moves to second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 4 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee scores. Hack moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, Cubs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chiazza fields it and throws to second for the out. Hack moves to third. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger is 0 for 3 in the game. Burger hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCarthy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Leslie pinch hits for Lou Chiazza. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0 for 3 in the game. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 1, and New York Giants, 0. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.